Gino on the Coach's Show, we're going to have another guest here on our show here, and I guess we'll have her introduce herself here. So you didn't expect to talk, did you?
No, no, okay. I did not.
All right, and your name?
Hannah Furrow.
All right, Hannah, and you are a
freshman.
Okay, so you're one of those many freshmen out for golf, and how's that? How's the couple weeks and leading into your first meet this year?
It's been good. It's been challenging, but I think I'm starting to get the hang of it.
Have you played golf before until a couple weeks ago?
No, I have not. This is my first time playing, and I really enjoy it.
Well, that's good. And did it really exceed your expectations so far?
Yeah, at first I was kind of like disappointed how I was doing, but then after a while I got the hang of it. So it's been good.
What do you think that probably your strength is playing golf?
Probably my driving game. It's pretty good. I've gotten the hang of it the past week or so, and I've been really happy about it.
Well, as you kind of gear up for this season here, what's probably the most, what are you maybe excited about the most as you gear up for some meets coming up?
I don't know. Probably, I'm really excited to see where my driving game goes because I'm getting pretty good at it now, so I can just only imagine how it's going to be at the end of the season.
What would you like to see score-wise, maybe? Or do you try? Do you pay attention early on here to scoring?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just not that bad. Not as bad as I've been doing.
Well,
just get better.
That's right. That's all you can do is get better, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks again for joining me here. And, yeah, first time on the radio. You did a pretty good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck once again coming up here this year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Hannah Froh as well joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now we're going to be joined here by second-year coach here, and Michelle Leitner. Will let her get the microphone. I'm used to saying headset over after all these years, so.
Is it ready?
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Okay.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. I could tell that there's a lot of excitement with the program and the couple weeks they've had of practice here, and I know you've kind of relayed that excitement as well for your season up ahead with just solely on numbers.
Oh, yes. We got quite a few out, and I'm pretty excited. We have a full varsity squad, so we can actually compete against the other teams and get some scores.
And you've had some really overall, I mean, it's been a little warm at times, but overall pretty good weather to practice in over these first couple of weeks leading into tomorrow's first meet down at Hugoton here. And have you had to change things up a little bit with the increase in numbers in practice?
Yeah, I've gotten an assistant coach. Coach Dirks has joined us, and not tonight, but but he's joined, and he's been an asset to us, been very helpful.
Yeah. I know with a lot of the ones that you do have returning, that's another year out for them. You have three seniors, two of those. This is their third year out, I believe third or fourth year out. But nonetheless, you have experience, and that hasn't happened a long time with very many players. Have you seen them make that step forward from last year to this year?
I have. Watching Olivia is pretty amazing because she's grown so much just from last year. Riley Bennett has been out almost daily all summer, practicing and really working on her game. And so I see some really good talent.
And you guys start off at Hugoton tomorrow, and I believe this is a meet that you went to last year, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken here. And what are some things maybe that you guys are looking at when you see the course at Hugoton that you're going to be competing on?
Well, I think that the newbies will be surprised by the hills, because there's going to be some walking up some hills, and they are not used to that. So it'll be a challenge for them, but I think they'll really go for the challenge.
I think next week you have the Goodland one, right?
And their high is supposed to be 47.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be cold.
Yeah. For us, it'll be cold.
Yeah.
So.
But, no, I mean, do you like that you have a 9-hole course to start off to transition into that 18-hole?
Oh, yes, because I've got two players that have on the varsity that I believe that have never played 9 at one time.
Okay.
So for them to go straight into 18 would really be a challenge.
You know, I guess I never thought about this, but do you kind of talk about maybe you're pacing themselves during a 9-hole course or an 18-hole course and, you know, not get too excited, not get too amped up and too exhausted by the end? I know that's a weird question.
It's not really a problem with these girls. Okay. Maybe they need to, like, pace a little bit faster. And I do stress the importance of drinking water.
Yeah.
Because really that's more what they need to do.
And because, I mean, some may think that they get to use a cart, but that's not the case. They have to walk the whole thing.
Yeah, and we do have some. I purchased some pool carts last year, but not enough. So they will be carrying their clubs as well.
Okay, well. That'll be all right. So it should be a good season here. I know you guys are pretty excited. And what would you like to see from your team tomorrow?
I just want them to go out and play their best and have a good time. And I'm hoping Scott Wagner's listening because it's going to be beaverific.
That's twice now we've heard that.
He offered his daughter $10.
Okay.
I thought I'd try.
Well, we'll find the results next week. Thanks again, Coach. Good luck to you guys tomorrow. I know it should be an exciting season here. And once again, good luck at Huguenin tomorrow.
Thank you very much.